Chapter 4. However, the inspired utterance says definitely that in later periods of time, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to misleading inspired utterances and teachings of demons by the hypocrisy of men who speak lies, marked in their consciences with a branding iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be partaken of with thanksgiving by those who have faith and accurately know the truth. The reason for this is that every creation of God is fine, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through God's word and prayer over it. By giving these advices to the brothers, you will be a fine minister of Christ Jesus, one nourished with the words of the faith and of the fine teaching which you have followed closely. But turn down the false stories which violate what is holy and which old women tell. On the other hand, be training yourself with godly devotion as your aim. For bodily training is beneficial for a little, but godly devotion is beneficial for all things, as it holds promise of the life now and that which is to come. Faithful and deserving of full acceptance is that statement. For to this end we are working hard and exerting ourselves, because we have rested our hope on a living God, who is a Saviour of all sorts of men, especially of faithful ones. Keep on giving these commands and teaching them. Let no man ever look down on your youth. On the contrary, become an example to the faithful ones in speaking, in conduct, in love, in faith, in chasteness. While I am coming, continue applying yourself to public reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not be neglecting the gift in you that was given you through a prediction, and when the body of older men laid their hands upon you. Ponder over these things. Be absorbed in them, that your advancement may be manifest to all persons. Pay constant attention to yourself and to your teaching. Stay by these things, for by doing this you will save both yourself and those who listen to you.